You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, fear shouts. It floods your thoughts and imagines every worst-case scenario. But faith has a voice, too. And when you tune into it, it speaks peace, possibility, perspective. Courage comes when you choose to believe what God says over what fear threatens. It's not about being fearless. It's about not letting fear make the final decision. This is our conversation on courage and faith. We're getting into our deep dive now with Pastor Bright Sinkozi, and we're speaking on the subject, Fear is Loud, But Faith is Louder. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the comment.
Good morning, Bonnie, and good morning to the rest of the listener this morning. We are privileged to be on this platform yet again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor. May I invite you to pray for us as we get started?
Let us pray. Eternal Father, again, a privilege has been given that we sit and read from Scripture to align.
All right. Hate to interrupt a prayer, but seems like our network has interrupted the prayer. So let's see if we can get through to the pastor once again and get into the conversation. Apologies for that. All right, family, we're talking about fear and faith, courage and faith. Pastor, do we have you back on the line?
Yes.
All right.
We need to have a network. I'm trying to move into another location.
Yeah, we just got cut off there in the middle of the prayer. Let's hope that we're able to get through the conversation. All right, Pastor, trusting God is guiding us through this conversation. What are some common fears that challenge people's faith today that you can think of?
We live at a time where fear is actually more magnified. Your preamble just really brought out everything that we need to know. But the good thing is that we are standing on the promises of God. So what are some of the common fears that challenge people's faith today? I'll be very particular.
Mm-hmm.
From a point of view, our fear is for the future.
Mm.
We fear death. We fear rejection. That would also include persecution. And then we also have the fear for...
Oh, man, this is going to be a little bit of a problem. Let's see if we can get the pastor back on the line. Our line is just not, it's not being very cooperative this morning for some reason. Let's see if we can try that again. All right, we're not able to get through at this time. Let's take a short break and try and figure out if there's another way that we can connect with the pastor. But as we do that, let me know what common fears you can think of that challenge your own faith and how fear distorts the way that you see God's promises and the way that you see God's timing. Timing sometimes is the issue. It's not even that we don't believe that God can come through, but sometimes our fear is that he won't come through in time, in our own time. And that's where we start getting frustrated. I know in my case, I'm speaking for myself on that one. So let's see if we can, okay, let's try this one more time. And if we have a problem with this, then we will just take a short break. Pastor, are you there?
Yeah, I pray this is going to help us. I'm just moving from one place to another. We seem to have a challenge with network.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Please continue, Pastor. You were just speaking to us there.
Sure. We are still handling the question, the common fears that challenge people's faith.
Yes.
And I was just trying to amplify from a biblical point of view that our fear is for the future. Our fear is of death. Our fear is being rejected. Our fear is being persecuted,
mm-hmm.
or not having anything, or issues around poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And from our end, as one who is awaiting the second coming of Christ, we also have the fear of end time events. For example, you look at what is coming ahead in terms of the national.
Oh boy. Pastor, it seems like we're losing you again.
Trying to go for the future. Well, I don't know what to do now. We
Okay, we can hear you now.
I hope I'm you can hear me. All right. So.
Oh, and we've lost the pastor again. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, family. Okay, let's see if we can find another solution. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break, okay? Let's take a break and see if we can find another way to connect with the pastor and have this conversation that we want to have with him this morning. Like I said, I want to hear from you. What are some common fears that you can think of that challenge your faith and the way that fear distorts the way that you approach the promises of God? Does fear make you doubt God's promises, or do you find that God's promises actually dispel your fears? Does fear make you doubt God's promises, or do God's promises do they dispel your fears? That's the question that we're asking, okay? Pastor, do we have you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Won.
All right. I hope this time we're able to get through the conversation. All right, Pastor, let's move on to this question. How does fear distort the way that we see God's promises and God's timing? And what are the practices that can help us to strengthen our faith?
That's a very important question you're asking. And here is what I have observed over time, that fear magnifies the problems and minimizes God's power.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the 10 spies who said in Numbers chapter 13, verse 31, we then forget God's promise of Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at what they were facing at the moment. The other example that I am going to give you that distorted the entire meaning or losing the promise that God had put in place is when the disciples were told by Christ himself, let us go over to the other side. But while on the river in the boat, they encountered a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And they began panicking at that particular moment, forgetting that the promise is not that they would die on the sea, but the promise is that we are going over to the other side. So most of the times, these are the things that distort the way we see God's promise and timings, because we are looking at where we are standing. Also, Peter walked on water.
Mm.
Until the time he faced his fear, until he was distracted, until he could no longer think like God is going to sustain him, that he began to sink. This you get in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 30. Now, I want to emphasize here that Satan's goal is to make us distrust God. He wants us to question God's goodness. He wants us to doubt his promises. So in the end, fear is the tool that the enemy uses to make God's timing seem slow and his plan uncertain. Most of the times it is because the devil has just engulfed us, and we now see that the clear promises of God are blared on our faces. And this, in my opinion, based on what scripture is telling us, is what distorts the way we see God's promises and also the timings.
Mm, mm. Beautiful. Why do some of the most courageous people in the Bible also express deep fear? Like you used Peter as an example right now, who walked on water, and then at some point after a few steps, he starts to panic. I mean, it sounds odd, really, to think you've already been walking on the water. Then what's making you panic now? And later on, we see him denying Jesus after he had just cut off someone's ear, you know, after speaking so boldly about his loyalty to Jesus. Why is there so much fear in these people who are generally considered to be the most courageous in the Bible?
Yeah, like we already indicated, to a larger extent, it is where now you begin to think, here, I think we are not headed anywhere. Anything can crumble anytime. You've called on Peter. I'll give you the example of Elijah. I'll give you the example of David. I'll give you the example of Moses. even Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. Here is what I have concluded, that courage, especially in Bible times, never meant the absence of fear. Mm-hmm. It meant trusting God and obeying God despite fear. Mm. Now, many of God's most faithful servants experienced intense fear, but here is what they did. They chose to act by faith. So most of the times, if you check what was happening, it's being overwhelmed with what is happening. Look at Elijah. He fearlessly called fire down from heaven, according to 1 Kings chapter 18.
Yeah.
But when Jezebel threatened his life, he arose and ran for his life. Mm. At that particular moment, he thought the same God that helped him rain fire from heaven would not shield him from Jezebel. And so he runs away. He even asked God to take his life. Now, his story shows that emotional doubt as well as isolation can make even the strongest feel weak. I said emotion burnout.
Yeah.
Emotional burnout. Mm. Most of the times it's because we've been too much on this. And then we are overwhelmed. And now we begin to think, here, we cannot continue on this trajectory. And we leave that. Look at Elijah. He fearlessly called fire, David, known for slaying Goliath. Yet in Psalm number 56, verse 3, he confesses, and this is what the Bible says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. So his courage didn't come from self-confidence, but from continual reliance on God himself. So most of the time, you would want to agree with me that what led to these courageous Bible characters to...
So you're still there?
Dependability on God is phased out over time.
Mm-hmm.
Moses is another example. He, look at this. He was so bored before Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But here is what he did. He tried by all means to avoid God's calling. He said, who am I that I should go? Now, his fear of inadequacy was overcome by trusting God's presence. This is what God said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. I will be with you. So when you forget that God has promised, even in our time, that he'll be with us, then we begin to feel that way.
Mm.
Let me tell you, man, what happened. The experience there is that he was overwhelmed by sorrow. He was overwhelmed by distress. Then he began to sweat like drops of blood, showing deep human agony. At that particular time, he even cried to his father, if it were possible, let this cup do what? Pass. But then when he realized that it is not about him, but it is about God, we see him finally saying, not as I will, but according to the will of God. So the burning out over time, the overwhelming of events and all that is what led them to fear. But when they again trust, God comes through and he will definitely do that for them. Yeah, he definitely did that for them and he will definitely do that for us.
Amen. Amen. And finally, Pastor, how do we create faith-filled habits that push back against fearful thinking?
I love this one. And my response is very simple. Daily worship and devotion.
Mm.
Psalm number 199, verse 1, verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart. So if you want to create faith-filled habits that push back against fearful thinking, keep worshiping God, keep praying to God, keep trusting God. I am reading something on a little-known character this whole week in the morning devotions that we are doing here, on the gentleman called Jabez, born out of sorrow, born out of pain. But look at how beautifully he prayed. It is because he trusted in the God that he worshipped. Also, I would like to suggest that if we memorize God's promises, it will help us on a daily basis. but also the attitude of gratitude. Mm. If we can begin to practice gratitude on a daily basis, here is what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 tells us. Everything, give thanks to God. Mm. But also, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So in other words, we can get support from the believing community. So when we come together, then we will know that we are not alone in this situation. Another person went through it. So when we are going through this, we are not alone. But then we are learning from them. How did they come out of that? And then we know that if they came out of that situation, we will also come out of that situation. Mm-hmm. This be my submission this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for your time. Thank you for coming through. I'm glad that we're able to have this conversation despite the network interruptions. But let's connect again tomorrow and continue on speaking about courage and faith and more lessons that we can learn from the examples in the Bible. And hopefully by the time we get to the end of the series, we're all able to exercise our faith, even in fearful situations. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.